This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed on Wednesday pledged to bury his government's enemies with our blood as he marked the start of the war in the Tigray region 1 year ago. Ahmed was speaking a day after a state of emergency was declared in the country as Tigrayan forces indicated they would advance on the capital. A moment of silence was observed at the candlelit ceremony to commemorate those killed on November 3, 2020, when forces loyal to the Tigray People's Liberation Front, including some soldiers, seized military bases in Tigray. In response, Abiy sent more troops to the northern region. The conflict has killed thousands of people, forced more than 2 million more from their homes, and left 400,000 people in Tigray facing famine. A joint probe by the United Nations and Ethiopian Human Rights Commission accuses all parties to the conflict in Ethiopia's northern Tigray province of committing human rights violations. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
A team of 38 investigators visited various parts of Tigray to see the impact of the conflict and conduct a total of 269 confidential interviews with victims and witnesses. The investigation team cites a litany of violations and abuses carried out by all sides. These include unlawful killings and extrajudicial executions, torture, sexual and gender-based violence, including gang rapes. It also describes violations against tens of thousands of Eritrean refugees and the forced displacement of more than 2.5 million civilians. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said he accepted the report despite some serious reservations. Abiy said a joint civilian military task force would be set up to investigate the report's allegations. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
This is VOA News. The Biden administration has announced it is putting new export limits on Israel's NSO Group, the world's most infamous hacker-for-hire company, saying its tools have been used to conduct transnational repression. The U.S. Commerce Department said Wednesday that NSO Group and three other firms are being added to the entity list, which limits their access to U.S. components and technology by requiring government permission for exports. The department said putting these companies on the list was part of the Biden administration's efforts to promote human rights in U.S. foreign policy. The World Health Organization warned Wednesday of a severe coronavirus situation in Romania following a visit to the capital. Heather Papowitz is a WHO emergency management specialist.
The numbers of cases are high. I know the numbers of deaths just reached an all-time high. So I would say we're in a pretty severe situation. The health system is overwhelmed.
The rapidly deteriorating situation in Romania, which now has one of the worst COVID-19 death rates in the European Union, prompted the WHO to send senior experts to assist in strengthening its pandemic response. The country opened a three-day round-the-clock vaccination marathon in Bucharest. The Pentagon says China is expanding its nuclear force much faster than U.S. officials predicted just a year ago. In a report to Congress, the Pentagon says this highlights a broad and accelerating expansion of military power designed to enable Beijing to match or surpass American global influence and power by mid-century. The report says the number of Chinese nuclear warheads could increase to 700 within 6 years and might top 1,000 by 2030. The report did not say how many weapons China has today. A year ago, the Pentagon said the figure was in the low 200s. As climate change triggers deadly heat waves, droughts, and floods, three UN agencies are rolling out funding plans to improve weather forecasting in vulnerable countries. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
The countries targeted by the initiative have done little to cause the climate crisis, but face the biggest and costliest impacts as climate change triggers deadly heat waves, droughts, and floods. The World Meteorological Organization said weather-related disasters have increased fivefold over the last 50 years, and more than 91% of the associated deaths have occurred in developing countries.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. Reporting by remote.